So I went to a photo exhibit of his at the St. Emily Skillshare in Montreal, and it was entitled Migrant Expressions. And I went to go see it last weekend, and I guess I'm just wondering if you can talk to us about some of his other accomplishments in the community.
Well, Alvaro's been, you know, he's been a really vibrant artistic force within the arts community and the queer community in Toronto. And you know, he also recently exhibited with an incredible exhibition at the MayWorks Festival this year here in Toronto. He's won a number of awards, but most recently, we just heard that there's going to be an awards announcement, actually, I think today or tomorrow, in which one of the big Youthline Awards for Queer Arts, he's being awarded for 2011. And so, you know, this is somebody who's really actively participated in a community from a position of real vulnerability. You know, most people living without any access or status here in Canada really live underground and fear, you know, being outside and exposed. And Alvaro not only did that by, you know, living his day-to-day life and working, but also by really being a really vibrant force in the artistic community. And so, you know, at the press conference we had last week, you know, they spoke, a few people, about his accomplishments in the arts community. One of them was Ruth Howard, who's the executive director of Jumblies Theatre here in Toronto. And she just spoke, like, about, like, the fact that Alvaro, you know, came up to her and volunteered hours and hours. And, you know, most of their volunteers tend to have internships that are government programs, but because of Alvaro not having any status, he didn't qualify for any funding, but continued to do it on a volunteer basis in order not only to gain experience, but also to mentor some other queer migrant youth who were part of that project. So, I mean, the type of work he's done in the community, particularly in the arts community, is really building sort of, I guess, what we could call community, right? Like, he is part of that building process rather than simply, as the government wants to sort of portray him, somebody who filled his refugee claim and didn't return when he was supposed to. And that's exactly why groups like No One Is Illegal have been consistently fighting alongside of him.
I know I've seen, we just watched a video about a rally that happened very recently for Alvaro, and I was just wondering if you could elaborate on some of the community response, or what the community response has been to his detention, and how different communities have been able to mobilize around this.
Well, it's been very, very heartening for Alvaro to see the huge mass of community support. You know, he was picked up on Friday, May 13th. Since that time, on the Saturday, there was a community call-out and a Facebook group that, you know, started within hours and, you know, is already over about 1,600 people. And then following that, we had a community meeting on the Sunday in which it was so full in that meeting room that, like, people were sitting outside of the actual room in chairs and then standing at the back of a hallway in order just to show their support. And I'm sure they couldn't hear anything. That's how packed it was. Then on Monday, there was a really big, important event at City Hall in order to fight to stop Pride from being defunded. And just sporadically, a video testimonial booth was set up in order for people who knew Alvaro to make testimonials, to put on the website, to really start to talk about his contributions to the community. And so since that time, we've had a number of different actions. Some of the ones that I'm sure people have seen are we held a press conference at Buddies in Bad Times, which is a theater, queer theater company here in Toronto, and they, at that press conference, there was, you know, people speaking from the arts community who knew him and worked with him, people from the queer community, the local city councillor, Kristen Wong-Tam, Olivia Chow, who's the MP in the riding in which Alvaro lives, spoke via teleconference from Ottawa. And so there's been, you know, even on the side of the politicians, there's been a really strong wave of support. But we felt we needed to increase. And so some of the really interesting actions that took place were actually really inspired by Alvaro. So Alvaro speaking at the MayWorks conference, just or the MayWorks festival just before he was detained, was talking about how he really wanted to take this dance troupe and do sort of like a flash mob dance troupe in the middle of the forest and do photographs of this. And so as we were deciding next steps, we decided that, you know, it would be an awesome idea to actually do a flash mob in support of Alvaro, like considering that was his idea, right? And so on Friday, this last Friday just passed, we coordinated a very quickly coordinated choreographed flash mob that took over the intersections of Church and Wellesley, which is the heart of the queer community in Toronto. And, you know, folks were singing We Are Family, partly because that was that's sort of the message that the humanitarian and compassionate process requires, right? To show establishment, show community, show family within the city. And so we really wanted to show that. And that was a really, really energizing, successful action, one that I think Alvaro really appreciated. And he saw videos, you know, and he was crying, and he thought, you know, this is the type of thing that he never even expected. And, you know, to have it influenced and inspired by his own ideas was really big. And then this week, you know, we wanted to really continue, and we want to step up sort of the message. And we haven't heard anything back from Jason Kenney, who's the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration. And so we wanted to sort of take, you know, the humanitarian compassion application really wants to show this establishment in the community. And so we said, well, what better way to show establishment in the community than to actually bring the community to the establishment? And so we had this massive blue wave of support with a bunch of, you know, folks on bikes and walking with placards, you know, and just really trying to get the information out to anybody who would listen. So we started at Yonge and Dundas Square in Toronto, and we moved down to the Immigration and Refugee Board, which is where all the refugee hearings are generally heard. And so that was, you know, a really big and inspiring action. And so now we're in the point now where we feel we have enough momentum that we are waiting to find out what the next steps are. There's likely that a deportation date will be set. And at the point where deportation date is set, Alvaro's lawyer will try to file for a stay of deportation. If that's rejected, it will go to federal court. And that's our plan, is to then mount up our pressure and to have a major rally and press conference in front of the federal court. And so we want to continue to build this momentum. But we also want to build it in a way in which, you know, regardless, and this is, you know, this is what Alvaro's been saying time and time again, regardless of what happens in his case, this cannot happen again and again like it has been over the last 5 to 6 years. We need to really confront the system that's creating conditions that people are forced to be undocumented, and we need to start to change the way immigration enforcement's done, and that can only happen from long-term organizing. And I think that's something that we're committed to, even beyond, you know, whatever happens at federal court. But we believe that we can make a really big, strong push and fight for Alvaro to stay.
I was wondering if you could talk a bit about what folks can do to show their support to Alvaro.
So there's tons of things that are happening. We are requesting people, you know, if you have time, if you have just a moment, to either join the Facebook group for one thing, which is just Let Alvaro Stay, but also to take the time to call the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration Canada, Jason Kenney's office. The minister actually has the power to immediately grant Alvaro humanitarian and compassionate appeal. He doesn't need to wait. He has that power within within sort of the laws that he's actually passed himself to give him discretionary power over immigration fines. And so we believe that, like, you know, that's one big thing, is to give him a call, say, you know, we want Alvaro to stay, he's part of our community. You can sign the petition. There's a petition on the Facebook group or online. I think there's almost over, like, 4,000 signatures at this point. And I think, you know, the more people who sign, the better. If you're in the Toronto area or you can get to the Toronto area, you know, coming out to any of the number of rallies and support actions is critical at this point. And also, if you're far away, there looks to be a whole bunch of coast-to-coast actions taking place from Montreal, Calgary, Vancouver, and we're going to be sending out information on the Let Alvaro Stay Facebook site. So if you join that, or if you you join our email list, which I think you can get online as well on the Facebook page if you're not on Facebook, and you can find out what the next steps are. But we do need, you know, to show, like, beyond even in the city, that there's a huge mass of people who are watching this case and understand that this case is a test. It's a test to Citizenship and Immigration Canada and to the minister to say, you know, under these circumstances, are you willing to defy what the community is saying and deport this person? And if so, this means that we need to really start to fundamentally shift the way that we mobilize and organize in order to effectively protect our communities. Because right now, people are really vulnerable to deportation and detention.
Are there any messages that Alvaro would like to communicate to other folks outside of the center that he's being held?
You know, I mean, Alvaro's major messages have been consistent, and he's saying, you know, to anybody who's able or willing or, you know, is just talking about this, he wants to thank people. He wants to say, you know, this is really important, what you're doing, not just in his case, but as part of a broader movement that is seeking to end detentions and deportations and find just ways in which people can effectively either stay in the places where they're born because they want to stay, or that they can effectively move across borders without being criminalized or exploited. And I think that that's something that, you know, Alvaro's been really consistent on, and he continues to thank everybody for all their support. And he's really moved, and, you know, he said he won't give up, and so there's no reason why we should either.
Let Alvaro stay!
Let Alvaro stay!
We will escalate. If we do not hear from the government of Canada, we will escalate.